This week, I received an email from a listener with her question attached in MP3 format, what I've been begging folks to do for ages.
Dear Bucky Bacaw, last week, President Obama signed an executive order that allows the executive branch to seize control over production, supplies, and all kinds of resources, material or human. What do you think is the likelihood that the Department of Homeland Security will try to seize my chickens in the event of war or peace? Thank you. Jennifer from Queens.
I think it's highly unlikely, Jennifer. But that's mostly a guess, and it's only good news in a very specific way. Although this doesn't appear to be one of the top covered stories, as compared to, say, profiles of dogs owned by Republican primary candidates, there is some reportage on it. I'll post a Huffington Post piece I especially like to the Facebook fan page for Bucky Bacaw, and would suggest my listeners do an internet search for Obama National Defense Resources Preparedness. That ought to get you some good results. As far as the Bacaw agenda, and our chicken community is concerned, although the order could be read to mean our chickens could be seized for the purposes of use in national defense, I do think it's pretty clear the government wants the power to seize big stuff, like all the petroleum products available, or maybe all the chickens on factory farms, which is obviously pretty troubling, but if anything, a good sign that having your own chickens may be the only way you're going to get eggs or meat in the event that there's a war or international situation. That provides a rationale for the executive order to kick in. You should know Bucky Bacaw has a partisan past. It may not be what you think, but at this point, it's all about the issues for me, not the parties. And I also feel the need to point out that pretty much everything in this order has been around since 1939, and that presidents, including Clinton and Bush, routinely amend it according to what resources they think are important, and how, in the case of emergency, the structure of government departments and secretaries and whatnot would be coordinating the emergency management. It's interesting to note which resources are now considered important. For the first time in the history of national resource preparedness orders, tobacco is not listed as a necessary resource that should be stockpiled in a military emergency. On the other hand, it's the first time that Department of Agriculture is directed to be prepared to manage livestock resources, veterinary resources, and plant health resources, and expands the definition of food resources to include potable water packaged in commercially marketable containers. So as I said before, the president agrees with the backyard chicken community that food is a serious resource in a way it hasn't been in the past. Does it mean our president is getting ready to do all of this? Well, maybe, but I hope not. But it's certainly as good a time as ever to work on your self-sufficiency quotient. But this also gives me reason to revive a perennial topic I haven't visited in over a year: backyard chickening and national security. In my view, the United States national zeitgeist could be characterized as an irrational preoccupation with security, call it paranoia, for just over a decade. Of course, the September 11, 2001 attack on the World Trade Center was understandably traumatizing, and the desire to increase public safety was and is perhaps an expected reaction. But so much of what we have done since then has not been effective and never really made sense. Reversing so much of the Bill of Rights, sold to us as emergency provisions that remained in effect through the continual extensions of the Patriot Act, or the so-called Animal Enterprises Terrorism Act, that can land you in jail for taking an unauthorized photo inside a factory chicken farm. Then the Patriot Act quietly expired, and just as quietly, bills and executive orders like this one we're discussing today took its place. In my view, the proper treatment of our national paranoia is real security of the Bucky Bacaw agenda of small flocks of chickens distributed throughout North America in every suitable space. As I say just about every week, chickens can be humanely and sustainably raised in as little as a few hundred square feet, and not only provide food in the form of eggs, or meat in some cases, but by increasing vegetable garden yields through non-toxic pest and weed control, soil tilling, and compost management. Plus, they help keep chickeners from becoming neurotic because they're so charming and interesting. This is important to national security for several reasons that all boil down to we need food to live, and natural disaster, disease outbreak, and acts of aggression, domestic or foreign, are serious threats to the centralized factory farming food production system that currently feeds most of us. Right now, most of the food most people eat is shipped across the country, if not shipped across nations, sometimes back and forth in a wasteful web of distribution center transfers. This requires a lot of road, air, and sea infrastructure that can be hobbled by earthquakes, extreme weather, or international destruction by aggressors. Furthermore, all that transportation requires fossil fuel, which we should all know by now is becoming more difficult to obtain, especially when there's war or disaster where the fuels are produced. Obviously, all that infrastructure and fuel is not necessary when your eggs and veggies are grown in your backyard or on a nearby sustainable farm. The next major food security concern after availability is purity or cleanliness. The truth is, despite the layers of bureaucracy involved in our current food system, it's very vulnerable to poisoning and disease, intentional or otherwise, as we've seen in the high incidence in recent years of salmonella, E. coli, bird flu, mad cow, and tainted products. When we can control the production of our food on a scale that can be personally monitored by one person, a family, or a small community, such as gardens and small farms, we have a nearly guaranteed knowledge of whether or not that food has been tampered with. Furthermore, the preponderance of evidence is now showing that despite popular farming myths, huge factory farms bathed daily in chemicals and antibiotics are more, not less, vulnerable to pathogens. It's statistically clear that virulent bird flu strains are cultured and spread at massive factory farms. Small farms and microflocks have never been shown to be impacted by bird flu, except for when they have somehow been exposed to viruses bred on large-scale farms. The worst case of bird flu ever, known as the Spanish influenza of the early 20th century, was tied to trench warfare, conditions which are sadly replicated in today's ginormous chicken factories. Small farms can become tainted with pathogens like salmonella or E. coli by a careless or ignorant farmer, but it's actually much easier to control and correct those errors, and much, much easier to locate the source and contain the damage when tainting does occur. And it will be much more difficult for a bad small farmer to recoup his losses and return to make the same mistake than it has been for industrial agriculture, who keep on revisiting us with the same food disasters from the same corporations. Not everyone can grow all their food needs in their backyard or neighborhood community garden. But I know from personal experience that a decent garden can get a person or family through several weeks of not going to the grocery store when necessary. Furthermore, as more of us engage in urban gardening and supplement our homegrown food by supporting small-scale farmers that operate relatively close to us through farmers markets or community-supported agriculture projects, where folks buy shares in a nearby farm and get a portion of the harvest as dividends, the more we decentralize our food system, increasing security and getting healthier and tastier food in the bargain. And that's why it's the duty of all patriotic Americans, as well as the sensible measure of anyone who chooses not to identify as a patriot and cares about personal safety, to use the closest suitable space available, be it private yard, community garden, or reclaimed public space, to raise small flocks of chickens. It's more effective security measure than some of the bad ideas circulating this decade, such as locking random victims in Gitmo, subjecting everyone who goes anywhere to gauntlets of bag searches, turning in your neighbors for so-called suspicious nonconformity, or preparing for a national infrastructure of seized resources by executive order. And chicken and gardening is a lot more pleasant, too. So keep your eye on the executive orders, for sure. But the best way to prepare for any future is to keep on chickening. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.